Hello, my name is Mercury and welcome to this brand new episode of Media Buffet. Today, I'm on and today I'll be discussing the Pokemon Presents that premiered on February 27th, 2024. So, yes, we are going through this. Excuse the fucking roosters. I can't control them. We are going to go through this. This episode will probably be very short until the very end where I talk my head off about the last announcement, which... Maybe even the first one. Maybe I'll talk a little bit about that first one. But yeah. Without further ado, let's begin. Nothing much to say beforehand. No prelude. Let's just get right into it. So first up are some Pokemon Scarlet and Violet Terror Raid events, which should be pretty common by now. It should be something that we expect from every single one until like maybe next year's Pokemon Day. So yeah. Anyways, first up, Mighty Venusaur is available now to be battled during raids until March 5th, 2024. Mighty Blastoise will be coming in March 6th and will run until March 12th. And Mighty Charizard will have its glorious return for the third time. It's the third time this raid has been run, from March 13th to 2024 to March 17th. Now, if you've battled and caught the Charizard back then, you can't get it again. You can't get another Mighty Charizard. But Venusaur and Blastoise are new, and I'm having a tough time with Venusaur. I saw a strat with Hisuian Goodra. I decided to bring over a Sliggoo from Legends. Funny I should mention Legends. And I'm gonna build the Goodra to actually fight it, because I haven't, as recording of this episode, I might have already beaten it by the time this releases, and probably. But I have not beaten Venusaur yet. I saw someone use Annihilate. I have an Annihilate that's literally almost identical, but I just can't get it to work. So I'm gonna go with Goodra. If Goodra doesn't work, then I'm gonna call it off. Something interesting about the Venusaur raid is that they have Herba Mystica, which is something that they normally event raids don't have, probably because they want you to keep playing the game to get Herba Mystica. But yeah, it's very cool. Something that's very interesting here also is that they don't have reruns. These events don't have reruns. They begin as soon as the other one ends. So, if you want a chance to actually get these Pokemon, it is your only chance for a very while. Like Charizard, if you've played the game beforehand, you probably already have it. But like Venusaur and Blastoise, they only run for that one, 6-day period. It's not even a week, it's a 6-day period. Well, I mean, it is a week, because if you're from like the US, it starts on the 5th, because that's UTC. So for example, like Venusaur runs until the 5th, but then Blastoise also runs on the 5th. So I guess it is a week. Minus for Charizard, which it's 5 days, but I kind of get it. Because it's a Pokemon that most people already probably have, the Mighty Charizard. So yeah. I'm gonna be fighting Venusaur, I'm gonna be fighting Blastoise. I've fought every single one of them. I've gotten every single one of them. Except Pikachu, Eevee, which I hope they rerun Pikachu and Eevee sometime. And Polion, which I did get, but I think my Switch ran out of battery when I was in the game and it didn't save. So I actually lost the Mighty and Polion. But aside from that, those are the only three I'm missing. And I hope they at least bring them back at some point. Because I would have to catch like 8 Mighty Eevees to get all the unrivaled ones. And I won't be keeping an Eevee. I will not be keeping an Eevee with the Mighty Mark. But yeah, that's all for Scarlet and Violet. Pretty cool, but yeah. Anyways, that's up with the Pokemon Go news. There will be a Horizons collaboration from the 5th to the 11th. So again, not that long. Cap Hat Pikachu is coming in. and Char Cadet Armouge and Zero Ledge will debut. I think also on the day of the collaboration. Pretty cool. I don't play Pokemon Go as much as I did a while back. I only really played it to get Meloetta, and I did get Meloetta. And I think I'll stop playing it for a while until they release Marshadow. I think when they release Marshadow, that's when I'm jumping back in. But they haven't released Marshadow yet, so I'm gonna keep there. Well, until they release the free version of the special research for Marshadow. But aside from that, I am not here, I'm not there, but honestly, it's pretty cool that all these Pokemon, that they're finally choosing Gen 9 Pokemon. Although there are some still missing from other gens that I think should be added first before moving on to more Pokemon from Gen 9. But pretty cool that people can get it. I remember for a very long time, the only generation was Gen 1 for like a year or 2 years. After the game came out, and then now pretty much all over at every point we are getting the new generations. I mean, it has been almost 10 years since the release of Pokemon Go, which is insane to think about, but yeah, it's insane. I'm not gonna join back in for Charcadet and Armor Evolutions Roulette, although I do think they're cool Pokemon. But yeah, cool thing for Pokemon players, Pokemon Go players, they're getting new Pokemon and new collaborations and all that, so it's pretty cool. But again, I only joined for Meloetta, and I actually got Genesect too, which was the only Pokemon from Gen 5 I needed. Now, I'm going to talk about something else later down the line, which involves the Gen 6 Mythicals, and then Marshadow. I will come back for Marshadow, but yeah. Pokemon Go news, pretty cool, I guess. I don't know. Next up is some Pokemon Sleep news. Well, okay, I mean, sure, Raikou is joining the game in March, and Suicune will follow suit, and there's a login gift of 10 Pokebiscuits, I have no idea what that does, and 1,000 diamonds, which I'm guessing is the premium currency, until April 30th, 2024. I haven't played Pokemon Sleep yet, it's never interested in me, mainly because the gameplay, I don't do it, but it's pretty cool that they're adding the Johto legendary, the legendary beasts. That's pretty cool, but aside from that, I don't really care. I mean, I'm not a big side game player, like a spin-off game player, unless it's like a good spin-off, like an actual well put together spin-off, like Mystery Dungeon, or if they ever make a new Ranger game, I'm definitely playing that. Or I don't know, just I'm not a big player of the mobile spin-offs, just putting it there. So yeah, all that stuff is coming to Pokemon Sleep. Next up is Pokemon Masters EX news, or I should say Pokemon Master Sex. Gita and Glamour are available now, Jesus Christ. Champion Silver and Tyranitar are coming in tomorrow, March 1st. Cygnus Suit, Gladion, and Magearna are coming in and are gonna be in the game until April 1st. Anniversary 2021, Lily and Lunala are gonna be available until March 23rd. Cygnus Suit, Lusamine, and Necrozma are gonna be available until March 25th. They're adding a photo creator. I think they already added a photo creator because I'm seeing a lot of stuff on Twitter using the photo creator. Rylee and Lucario will, I think, be coming back. I think that's what they said, until March 31st. And there's a login gift of 3,000 gems until March 27th. Now, I actually like Pokemon Masters EX. It's a game that I can really get behind, and I think it's pretty cool. There's not really any downsides. It is a gacha game, and yeah, that kind of sucks that it is a gacha game. But I don't mind it as much, because when I did play the game, I have played the game. I'm thinking of re-downloading it because I think it's actually pretty fun. But aside from that, I don't have much of a problem with it because it's not aggressively monetizing. It gives you a lot of the things you need to get all of the characters. So it's not terribly monetized. It's playable, but it's not, you're not like, you're not dying to like get all these characters, because you have the money, you get the things. And if you want to pay for the, if you want to get a bigger chance to play for the, to get to the characters, I guess you can keep playing, or you can buy. It's that simple. It's not aggressively monetized, surprisingly, unlike Pokemon Go. But yeah, Pokemon Masters EX, all that stuff available now, and I think I might actually re-download Pokemon Masters EX. So yeah, Pokemon Cafe Remix, some news on that game. There's gonna be a Gimmigo minigame. I don't know if Gimmigo is actually gonna be in the game, but I think it's probably gonna be that likely. Sprigatito, Fococo, and Quantly are gonna return until March 14th, so they don't have that much time to actually be in the game. Koridon's gonna debut, and he's gonna be available until March 14th. And Maridon will also debut, and he will be coming out March 14th, and will be available until March 1st. Now, I talked about Pokemon Cafe Remix a while back. Back in last year's present, which was one of the bigger ones, and that one was an hour long. That episode was an hour long, and this episode is probably not gonna crack 20 minutes. Or maybe it will, thanks to the last announcements. But yeah, no, I like that Cafe Remix has sort of expanded. That's pretty cool. We're seeing legendaries here. I did play Cafe Remix when it first came out, and I remember I didn't really enjoy it. I think I said it back then, but I didn't enjoy it. It wasn't for me. That's fine. It's not a game that I would enjoy playing all that much. I don't really care. I feel sorry for like Joe Merrick has to play all these goddamn games, or has people that play those games. I don't know if he does. Maybe he does. If he is, you're right here, because I couldn't stomach more of Pokemon Cafe Remake. I think back then it was Cafe Mix. Yeah, all that stuff is coming to Cafe Remix. And next up, I think our last little side game until, I guess, some big announcements. Pokemon Unite news. So Maridon has debuted. Yeah, and Phalanx will debut in April. Cerulege is debuting. A lot of love for Cerulege, which is fine. He's the better one of the two. Maridon's Unite License special event will be running until March 23rd. There's a prize machine event, which I have no idea what the prize machine event is. They didn't say it. I'm guessing that's how you get like outfits and stuff. And that will be running until April 5th. And there's going to be a gift code for a 3-day Maridon limited license. And a platinum Maridon boost emblem code. And the code is Pokeday 24. I don't know how you say it in English. Fucking the dash over the E. In Spanish it's acento, pero you know, that's not how it is in English. I don't know what it's called. That will be running until March 31st. I know what a fucking limit license is. That's easy to say, but I don't know what a platinum Maridon boost emblem is. That sounds, I guess it's a powerful Maridon. That seems kind of OP. But yeah, I have not played Pokemon Unite. I'm not really interested in that. It's just not my thing. I heard it's good, but I don't know. I'm not interested in Pokemon Unite. Not at all, really. Just not my thing. But yeah, all that stuff is going to Unite. And our last two announcements are kind of big, but this first one kind of bored people. And I can definitely see, hey, I've watched a lot of reactions afterwards, after like I saw it, after I saw the presents. And a lot of people were just kind of bored at this point until, you know, the last game came in. But yeah, Pokemon, this announcement is Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket. Now, this game looks fun. I know there was already a TCG game, and that's cool, and they're doing this now. I think it's cool that you can actually get cards in the game, and you get all this like interactive stuff that was going on in the game. But again, it's just not for me. If they're simplifying the trading card game, that's cool. Something that's also into consideration is that, Will this replace the cards, the trading card game that was already on mobile? And will you be able to use the little code on the on like on any on every booster pack to get those cards and put them into your deck? Will that be a thing? Will it just be digital cards? I don't know. But am I interested? Not really. But yeah, it's just kind of weird to see this sort of pop in. But yeah, I'm not interested in this game at all. I don't really care about the TCG as much as other people probably do. So yeah, I'm not affected by this at all. But yeah, the Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket is coming out 2024. And now for the biggest announcement, and we'll probably push this episode to 30 minutes. Probably not, but yeah. Pokemon Legends ZA. We're getting a Legends game on Kalos. Everybody expected something that was Johto. And especially throughout this entire presents, they had a bunch of Johto stuff. They had all the unknown. They had the beast in sleep. And then even then Kitakami had very Johto vibes to a lot of people. Not me. I didn't really get any Johto vibes from Kitakami. There's a lot of Johto Pokemon in that, but I didn't get any Johto vibes. And then came in, and then was the Unova thing. A lot of Unova stuff leading up to this. We had a lot of, like Unova got a lot of love recently, in Hisui especially, mainly because a lot of those Pokemon weren't in Sinnoh, so they could get away with doing, like, new forms, but in Scarlet Violet, we got a whole DLC based in Unova, like, and it's a lot of lore in Unova. It's a lot of stuff in there. So people were expecting their like Black and White 3 or Let's Go Johto or like a Legends Johto game, like Celebi, or like a Legends Kyurem game. Just anything that wasn't what got announced, and everybody is happy about this game. Everyone I've ever seen, except for Lucified, because that guy is a cunt. But everybody aside from that, is happy about this game. And it's way better. It's a Legends Kalos game, finally getting ZZ assists. That is insane to think about. Z actually exists. It's been a game that we've been in for 10 years after this point. 12 years, technically, between X and Y and this game. And we're getting it. It is insane. I am so excited for this game. There's a lot of theories going around this game. We don't really know when it's set. It's a Legends game, and I'm guessing it's going to be based in the past, especially because it's an urban redevelopment of Lumiose City, which probably means that they're basing it off the Haussmann renovation of Paris, where Paris was renovated to become much more, I guess, appealing. So what I'm gonna guess is that we're not gonna go back 3,000 years, because there's just no way that the technology that we see in the trailer exists in 3,000 years ago. There's no way that happens. So what I'm gonna guess is that we are going to go through, Kalos is gonna look different. Lumiose City is gonna look very different from what we see it in. In both the blueprints and X and Y. So some people are saying it's gonna in the future because there's people wearing caps and stuff, but I think that's very loose, and we're gonna have to see. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be set in the past. Or people are saying also 10 years before or after Kalos. Very not the case. That's not happening. Why would a Legends game? I feel like a Legends game should be important events in history that aren't close to the games we're covering. So it's just funny in the future. That's like, wow, we see the future. But I think a future game should have like a game based on the future should have a different title than Legends. And I'm getting past just makes more sense to me, at least with the whole thing that they're going for here. And yeah, just really really excited for this. We might see like Kalos being a bit less metropolitan, like I guess the big metropolis that it is now, or not Kalos, Lumios. We might see Lumios not be the big metropolis it is in SNY. We see much more of a small city-ish vibe to Lumios. Not the capital of Kalos it is. And we rebuild it from there and all that. We might even see the building of Prism Tower. That sounds cool. But yeah, there's not a lot about this game. We have no gameplay. Unlike Lance Arceus, we have no gameplay. We don't know the starters. We don't even know what the game looks like. We don't even have an idea of what the game looks like. All we know is that it's based on Kalos, and it has Zygarde as a big component of it. Oh, and then Megas are coming back. Because of course Megas are coming back. Yeah, Megas are back. So, very interesting. I'm hoping that we are going to get new Megas. And whatever starters we get, we're probably going to get Megas for them. And if they're not, then we're going to get regional variants. Which is going to be very interesting. Because I'm pretty sure they won't change the name of Kalos, like the region. We will have official Kalosian forms. Not Hisuian as it is in the Sinnoh's case. Which, by the way, what would that be called in the present day? Is it still Hisuian? I don't know. I'm thinking, is it still Hisuian? Or is it officially called Sinnoan or something? I'm interested in that. I'm really interested in that. But yeah. We're probably gonna actually get Kalos Kalosian forms and probably new Megas. I'm expecting every Megas to come back, which means that we're probably gonna be able to catch the Kanto line and the Kanto starters and the Hoenn starters. And I'm also guessing that we're gonna get Megas for like the Gen 6 starters. Which proves like a little interesting thing, which we could be getting two, like in SNY, we could be choosing two starters, and the first batch of starters, I get original variants, and the second line of starters get Megas, and that second line of starters could be the Gen 6 starters, which could have Megas. That's very interesting. I'm also expecting, kind of like in Lance Arceus, they gave origin forms to Dialga and Palkia. I'm guessing that we're probably going to be getting either... This is definitely not happening. Less likely. We are not getting Yveltal's... is it Yveltal? Yeah, Yveltal cells or Xerneas cells. That's not happening. No way that we're going to get like Yveltal cells. And Xerneas cells are not happening. What I could be happening is Mega Xerneas, Mega Yveltal. Now that would be interesting. That would be very interesting to see Mega Xerneas, Mega Yveltal. And something I also want to point out is that I saw on Twitter showcase like a concept for what the A could represent. It's obviously taking things from the Ultimate Weapon. Or whatever it's called. I forgot its name. But also, like, I saw that. And, oh, it looks like a Pokemon. Like, maybe it could be a Pokemon. Maybe the A represents a Pokemon that we haven't seen yet. Who knows? Maybe the ultimate weapon's based on a Pokemon or something. I don't know. That could be cool. Like, the Pokemon... Again, the post on Twitter was... It was the Pokemon was inspired by the World Tree. So maybe the ultimate weapon is like a piece of the of this Pokemon that's like a flower or something. I don't know if it's based on the World Tree, which would be pretty cool. But yeah. Also, Megas, you know, just I expect a lot of different Pokemon to get Megas. As all the Mega Pokemon to come back. It's gonna be very interesting. Also, I don't know how Megas are gonna work without items, unless they like implement items into this game. But yeah. Just very excited to finally be getting Pokemon Z. And I almost did push it 30 minutes, but yeah, I'm not putting in 30 minutes. Not now. I could talk about... Oh, and I forgot to talk about the mythicals. So this could mean that we, like in Legends Arceus, we got all the Gen 4 mythicals. This could mean that in this game, we could be getting all the Gen 6 mythicals, which, fun fact, I am missing all the Gen 6 mythicals. I'm gonna guess that we are not gonna be... It's gonna work like Legends Arceus, where one mythical... I mean, technically two. Two mythicals are... Are able to be obtained in the normal game, in base game. But then two of them, the others, are going to be obtainable through save data. I'm going to guess that this, that the if they're going to follow this method, I'm going to guess that Diancie is going to be the one that we obtain without any save data. Because she's the Diancie's the only mythical to get a Mega. And I'm gonna guess that we're gonna be able to obtain all the Megas in the base game of Legends EA. Which, by the way, that means that like Mewtwo has to come back somehow, maybe time travel stuff. And I mean, he has to get a Mega somehow, right? And like Lodis and Lodis are gonna come back, and then Rayquaza is gonna come back, which kind of implies that Kyogre and Groudon are coming back, which kind of implies that we're probably going to be getting Primal Groudon and Primal Kyogre, which is insane, but that's a lot of implications on top of implications. But yeah, no, crazy things. So yeah, people are expecting a lot about this game, and they're happy it is coming out in 2025, because Pokemon needs a break. We're going to stick with Scarlet and Violet for a while. Not the most optimal thing, but yeah, we're sticking. It's coming out in 2025. So, that's it. What did you guys think about the Pokemon Presents, and especially Pokemon NZA? Leave in the comments below. Follow us on MediaFA on Spotify, at D Entertainment on YouTube, @media_buffet on Twitter, at D Entertainment with the E at the end on Twitter too, and at MediaFAYT, MediaFA Bonus on YouTube for bonus content. For me, it's at MercurySCheese on Twitter, at MercurySC on YouTube, MercurySCheese on Twitch, and MercurySSC on AO3, fanfiction.net, and Wattpad. So, that's about it. See ya.